With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So that's cutting into the other guy's shots. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I think we really need to try to keep Tyus or get somebody that could be a starter, a good backup starter, because Ja has a history of missing a lot of games. So we've got to have a good person to step in.
Yeah.
It gets hurt. Okay.
Thank you. JR, I appreciate it.
Fair concerns.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. We're going to get Alo in here. Don't worry. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Dylan. Dylan, you're on.
Yeah. I just want to say that if you live in Memphis and you are a Warriors fan, you absolutely suck.
I mean, I could not agree more.
Thank you.
Like,
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Something went wrong somewhere, didn't it, Dylan?
I mean, come on. Biggest bandwagon fans there are.
That's what.
Also, Dylan Brooks doesn't need to go anywhere. He had a bad series, but, I mean, last year in the playoffs, he was awesome. So, he's young. We're all young. We're gonna get through this, and, we're going to be better for it. So,
Dylan, thanks for the call. I don't feel
is
young
Is your
anymore.
Last name Brooks, Dylan?
This is actually Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Dylan Brooks just calling just from Germantown.
Right. Yeah. Dylan defending Dylan. Yeah.
Bro, you love Dylan. Why do you love Dylan? I just don't get this.
How much are you willing to pay for him, Dylan? That becomes the question.
He's up for an extension.
That's the issue.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the issue. More so than whether
he's
we
not
like
locked
him
in. You're going to have to make a decision on him. So, Dylan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
We'll go to two more here. Donito, you're on.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to be – what's up? How y'all doing, first off?
What's up?
Dylan, like, that guy at the end of the bench when you're playing Rick Ball that always wants to get in and never pass the ball to anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Unfortunately, that's Dylan Brooks. And I'm not trying to make him look bad or anything, but I can't see him being there 4 years, man, or any long period of time. Like, if they do – give him an extension, not no 3-4 years. I can't deal with this. No 3-4 years, man. You actually shoot us out of the game. Like, it's
right.
Horrible.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Donito, thanks for the call.
And when you got Bane over there shooting at a much more efficient clip, right, you want those shots in Bane's hands. So that's the other part about this. Zaire's look good, too. That's the other part. Makes them more expendable.
Yeah. And then last word on this, we go to Roger. Roger, you're on.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask you a quick question. Bobby Portis. How does Bobby Portis and Jaren Jackson add up to you guys? Would you all consider that a good trade if we could somehow pull it out some kind of way? Because it seems like Bobby Portis, provides what we would just absolutely need, a rebounder. Somebody he shoots like Jaren also, but he rebounds the ball, and
You're saying Bobby Portis for Jaren?
Yeah, I know it wouldn't be straight up, but I know they would probably have to add something. But just saying that type of player, saying? And I think for the salaries and all that type of thing, but I just think Bobby Portis would be a good fit down here.
Roger, I mean this with all due respect. Did you watch the last series with the Bucks?
Yes.
Then why in the hell are you asking that question?
Meaning, come on, talk to me. I mean, he averaged 10 rebounds.
Man, Bobby Portis was horrible last series, bro. Trash.
Well, you have one.
Are you serious?
A rebound there late to help win a game.
He had one play.
I don't have his stats.
He had one play.
Career 11 points, 21 minutes a game. He makes $4 million a year.
I mean, what are we talking about? This is not the same caliber of player.
Not a trade.
And I'm not. And I'm not a Jaren fan. But like, come on, man. That is an insult.
What's Jaren's salary compared to Bobby? You say $4 million. He averaged how many rebounds in Jaren's salary? What? He averaged many rebounds?
It's a fair point.
No, we're talking about Bobby Portis versus Jaren Jackson Jr.
Could we put him next? Right. Could we put him next to Jaron? Or you just don't want no part of Jaron, right?
He said Bobby Portis for Jaron.
I know he tried to trade Jaron up out of here.
Jaron, you're right. I kind of think
can, we can tell
Roger. Jaron,
yeah, we can tell.
I think he just appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Here, you know, Bobby's only 27 years old. I didn't realize.
I mean, Roger in the end just wants Jaron to rebound more.
That's it.
And again, that's doesn't feel like it's changing. And here's a key question, y'all. Like we talked about, we touched on this. If he's going to be the future five. Okay, well, how does that plan look? If you're going to have or do you need somebody that's rugged next to him? And that's what it looks like to me. Because I don't know that you want to change Jaron's game too much other than write more post-up opportunities, but he's still going to float. Yeah, he's going to float defensively. Yeah. He's going to float offensively.
I would really like to see, though, Bobby Portis and Dylan Brooks on the same team, because you were talking about, like, the craziest freaking team of all time. Like, Bobby Portis yesterday took his goggles off, snapped them in half, and threw him into the freaking Boston crowd. Like, he's a maniac, too. So I think it'd be a perfect fit. I think he'd fit right him there in Dylan.
He just wants a worker.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody's going to rebound, do the dirty work.
He can rebound. I mean, yes, he can rebound. That is what he does. But, like, he had that one game against Boston where he won it for him.
Right. He got that rebound to Giannis, missed
then
free
just,
throw.
Just very much, like, mediocre as hell, you know? So, anyway, for Jaron, come on, man. I'm not saying there wouldn't be, like, a place for him somewhere.
No, that's what I'm saying. You put him next to Jaron. Okay, I can actually see that working. Is it a piece that you need going forward? And that's what put you – no, not necessarily. But I understand his overall point is we understand it, which is Jaron got to do better on that glass. That's a concern.
Yeah. All right, we will come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us, and we'll get his thoughts, right? We'll ask him the question, how urgent should the Grizzlies be? Because – I don't know. You look out, and there was probably a time where you thought Phoenix's window was going to last 3, 4, 5 years, and it just is not. It's not going to – like, they have real decisions to make now.
Clock starts ticking.
Yeah, it does, fast.
What comes with this?
So we'll ask Jason Fitz that very thing later in the show. Jason and John.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Turn FM, ESPN. Beautiful. Make the switch. Over at Homer Skelton Kreischer Dyes Jeep Ram Millington. Change your life. That's what Jason did. Got the brand new Grand Cherokee. They got him on the lot. That's the great thing about him. Most dealerships can't say that, but they got Grand Wagoneers. They got those Ram 1500s. They got the Grand Cherokees. Everything there waiting for you on the lot in Millington. Go see our man Shaq.
Yep, they got a ton of options for you. It's what they had for me a couple Saturdays ago, and thank goodness they did. My man Shaq, James Morshack, saved me, basically. It was the best car buying experience I'd had. I didn't expect that necessarily when I went out there. And here's the other part about it. I didn't know what to expect. In this market, right, with the price of cars, what am I looking at with the warranty? What am I looking at on the mileage? I was able to get my priorities, which was low mileage, got me a nice little 7-year warranty. So I left the lot happy. You're going to do the same. In my case, my sales guy, Brian Hughes, knew everything about my Grand Cherokee. So he schooled me on it before I rolled out of there. That's what you're going to want to do, have a shopping experience like that. You're going to drive off that lot happy like I did there. 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North in Millington. Go see for yourself. After just a bunch of normal dudes in the car business changing lives 4 tires at a time. You know, something we just do normally around here on Mondays, our Respect Burgers. I've got a few. Let's hand them out.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show Respect Burgers. R-E-S-E-C-T. Sizzlin' Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
Now, we've touched on this, and you might have gathered that I might be headed in this direction, but my first Respect Burger is for the Memphis Grizzlies for giving us the best season we've ever had here in Memphis. And yes, I'm putting it right up there against 2012-13. It's the a topic we touched on earlier. Yeah, that's the year, too, that you set the franchise record for wins, 56-26. Beat the hated Clippers, remember that? 4-2. Getting through that one alone was a victory. I'm not putting that down the list at all. Ended up beating the Thunder 4-1 in the conference semis. We know Westbrook was out, obviously, but you still had KD there, who I think had been a 3-time scoring leader at that point. Did a hell of a job. Dude, what were you talking about here? We were bubbling. You know, Zach Randolph was awesome in the closeout against the Thunder. You moved on, obviously. You make the Western Conference Finals. And, yes, this is where it starts. Context does matter. You get swept by the Spurs. And I suppose at that point, many still had high hopes for what the future could hold for a Grizzlies team that, yes, grit and grind was sort of going against the grain in the NBA. And then 2 years later, you make a conference semis. But it was much different for many, some of the reasons that we've laid out in terms of this feels like a beginning 156 games. What, 15 games that you outpace the season total coming into the season? Oh, yeah. Was a 41.
Yeah.
You end up with 56 wins. So great expectations. They were not nearly as high as they became when the season started. And so from that standpoint, from the fact that you've got a superstar now in Ja Morant, who's 22 years old. You got another guy who looks like he can be pretty good in Jaren Jackson. For all those reasons, all the assets that you now have, a front office like we talked about with our callers, that now, you know, you look at the draft and you look at it as opportunity rather than looking at the draft as you had in some years and said, okay, well, how are we going to screw it up now? For all of those reasons, it feels like this was the best season and probably, I mean, you look at it, maybe the most important, because, John, we found out, too, a lot about, you know, the future in terms of decisions that have got to be made. You know, we saw a lot on Dylan Brooks that might probably informs your decision going forward. We've talked about this Jaren Jackson question of whether you're ever truly going to be able to make him the true center of this thing. We learned a lot. We learned something about Taylor Jenkins and pressure situations and having to make adjustments both against teams you're expected to beat, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and teams that are favored against you that have won championships in the Golden State Warriors. So we learned a lot of things all the way, top to bottom, front office to the coaching staff to the players. But look at what we got in the process of all that information gathering. A historic season that, yes, you can fairly put, and I would put over 2012-13. Any problems with that on y'all's part?
I don't.
This is the best season ever. And this was certainly the most fun we've had. Not to mention, we're coming out of COVID. You're getting back. Yep. I mean,
if the Grizzlies had won one game in the West Conference Finals, that would have been the one.
Yeah.
They had won one, but they didn't. So I think the sweep helps your argument.
The sweep does help my argument.
Spurs, you were there, but were you really there?
The Spurs went on to lose to the Heat that year, did they not? Check that for me while I go into that. I want to tell you that the Spurs were not even the champion that year. Did they lose to the Heat that year? So it would have been 2013. Did the Heat not win the title in 13?
They lost in Game 7.
That's it.
Yep.
So you didn't even – you got swept by the runner-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And John doesn't think it, but you might have lost here, John, to the champs, Golden State.
I do not think it.
Well, they just got an easier draw when Dallas got through.
We're going to see.
Since you want to be so combative and not agree with anything I'm saying, we're moving on.
Memphis Grizzlies, with
the
you.
The whole city gives you a respect burger. Does John Morant want to stay in Memphis signing suit? Hell yeah, yes. He does. I've never had more fun being around the grill and handing out respect burgers than I did this season, handing them out to the Memphis Grizzlies. Moving on.
Respect.
You got to respect Luka Doncic. You can respect him. I got a little fear of him, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You should.
Because I look over and I say, he's 23 years old? What? The way he just dispatched Phoenix, really early on himself, and then everybody else, Spencer Dinwiddie, they all sort of followed suit. Like, he set the tone with some of the stuff he was doing, and he was laughing in their faces about it. This dude's 23, had 35 and 10, and oh yeah, at the half, it was Phoenix 27, Luka Doncic 27. What?
Can I add
a stat? You know that? He had as many points as them.
Can I add something on that? You mentioned Spencer Dinwiddie. A, he converted all of his money into crypto, so RIP.
What?
Yeah, all of his
I didn't see that story.
Yeah, his contract in a roundabout way was
how did I miss this?
This was, you know, before the season started or 2 years ago when he got his new deal, but it was basically converted into a digital subsidy that he invested into a crypto bond. So
what was he doing that for?
He played last season for free. Well, he believed in crypto. Who knows? Who knows if it'll bounce back, but he's hurting right now. That's the first piece. But Luka and Spencer Dinwiddie are the first tandem to score 30 points in a Game 7 since Shaq and Kobe.
Wow.
0-2.
Nice little nugget there.
Yeah. Fun nugget.
Got that from the Ringer.
Again, when I say that it was Luka 27, Phoenix 27 at the half, remember that was a Phoenix team that was head and shoulders better than everybody else in the league this season. Remember that you did that in Phoenix with those fans expecting them. Mm-hmm. It was just absolutely ridiculous. So, another, we touched on this earlier, him and Brunson just absolutely tore up Chris Paul and Devin Booker and that thing. They had no business winning this series. A team, again, we had no team on the had won on the road in this series. Luka does that. It doesn't happen unless he's a stud. And, yes, as we said to start the show, if you're not concerned about Luka Doncic, who's right there in your division going forward, looking at the Grizzlies' championship chances, I think you're either in denial or you're not paying attention. This dude's going to be a problem. Hopefully the Grizzlies are ready for it going forward and planning for as much. And then finally, Grant Williams.
Respect.
I know he's a ball, so there are going to be a lot of people that don't ever want to give a ball.
He's the face of the league.
Oh, respect, Bird. He's not that. Yeah, of course, you're going to dress it up with that kind of sarcasm.
Hey, he was awesome yesterday, though.
Dude, he was 7 of 18 from 3.
Oh, my Lord.
Grant Williams.
Hey, they kept daring him to shoot, though.
Was 7 of 18 from 3.
All 18 of them look good.
And if I'm not mistaken, ends up leading that game more points than Giannis. He led the game with a game-high 27. Grant Williams.
Grant freaking Williams.
Budenholzer would not make adjustments. That was the key. They were going to live or die with Grant Williams taking the threes, and even when he was hitting them, they would still not make adjustments. That's old Budenholzer for you. Back to the point, though. Look, Grant Williams was supposed to be a guy coming out of Tennessee. Hey, if he can do this, maybe he'll stick around the league. And so to see him in a starting role, again, in a closeout opportunity coming through like this, I can't do anything but tip my cap to him, even with him being a Vol. Like, I know John's never going to send his daughter to Tennessee no matter what. Mm-hmm. She got a free scholarship worth $80,000. She's not going to Tennessee. Sorry. We hate Tennessee around here. And yet,
Go broke than send her to Tennessee.
I gotta you know, much with help of Mike Budenholzer, not adjusting, Grant Williams went off yesterday. Helped my man Jason Tatum close out that series. So I'm tipping my cap to a Vol. Did you know this? In those corners, he's like over 50%.
Oh, yeah.
So how are you not adjusting? This wasn't a one-time thing.
Because
when he's shooting from the corners, he's one of the best three-point shooters in the league. He's added that to his game, so adjust.
Because Mike Budenholzer is not a good coach. That's why. He's a bad coach.
You might be right. He does not make adjustments. That part of the narrative is
true. He has Giannis, which is a hell of an advantage to have over everybody else.
And I kind of gave one away. I could throw Damon Stoudemire on here. We discussed him earlier. He's going to be a head coach in the NBA. He's had a lot to do with Boston's rise. Look at what he's done for Ime Udoka this season. He's been a stud for their defense. We've seen it all the time. Damon Stoudemire, next big thing in the NBA is a head coach. I was saying that about him in college. He didn't get the opportunity. at another school other after Pacific. You know, after he didn't get the Arizona job, hopefully he gets one in the league. Respect Burger to Damon Stoudemire job he's done this season.
And the entire Phoenix Suns organization indeed does get a disrespect dog today. Specifically, though, the longest glizzy is going to go to CP0 because Chris Paul had probably the worst few games of his career, especially defensively. So it's interesting the way they hunted him. There are stats out there that suggest that he was targeted more by screeners defensively than he had ever had, than he ever had been in his entire career. So according to TheRinger.com, Chris Paul defended the screener on 24 plays in Game 7. That's the most for any player in the game. That's the highest figure for Chris Paul in any game he's played in the last 5 years. So they hunted him defensively.
They're putting that old man in the blender.
And
then bagging him down.
Unlike any team that's ever done before, there's no doubt about it. I don't know if he's hurt. Maybe that's what you'll hear now. I know you saw a little bit of that on Twitter last night. But, yeah, this is the fifth time that he has blown or his team has blown a 2-0 lead. And that is just something that you are not going to live down. And it's certainly not something that you're going to escape here in this segment.
Everybody can't beat LeBron.
Well, dude.
Play MVP level
when they're
37.
When you're up 2-0, all right?
Just ease up.
Win one. You know? Don't blow five. Good grief.
Yeah, but I can hear you. This means he sucks.
This means...
Which he clearly does not.
This means...
It can be some of both.
This means he will not win a title. That's what it means. He was not going to win a championship.
I think you're right about
that. I mean, he's 37, right?
I feel like this was their best chance. He feels like it's just running back next season. There's no promise you'll be back there. About to turn 38 this time next year.
You're not going to be running out Bismack Biyombo at the starting five.
Yeah.
You know, with all due respect to him.
I'm with you. I mean, you were going against a Dallas team that hadn't been here yet with this with Luka Doncic. You still couldn't win.
Bro,
Luka, at your place.
Luka did a pregame interview with TNT. And that man came in there and beat your ass by 55. Crazy. Crazy.
It was crazy.
All right, we'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us. We're going to ask him, how urgent should the Grizzlies be about their...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Window. You know him, you love him. His name is Jason Fitz. Catch him on Spain and Fitz. Catch him all over ESPN. He does it all, and he's been nice enough over the years to join us every single Monday, and we do not take his time for granted. He joins us now. What up, Fitz?
I mean, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how we were also wrong about Game 7s. Like, everybody says Game 7s are the best until you watch that trash we watched yesterday. Like, the NHL put on a display about how great a Game 7 can be, and the NBA mailed it in. So, you know, rough day for basketball fans yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Game 7s and specifically the fallout from the late tip of that with Phoenix. But first, let's start with the Grizzlies. They didn't get to a Game 7. Their season ended in 6 to the Golden State Warriors. Were competing all game long, had a 2-point lead with 6:55 left to go, and then unfortunately just kind of fell apart there at the end of the game. As you just sort of assess this season for the Grizzlies now that it's over, what's your view of the franchise this season and moving forward?
Massive success, incredible season, something you build on and something you can be beyond proud of. And the fact that they already came out and said, look, retaining players is not going to be an issue here, I think that's a very important public statement that needed to be made right away. And they're going to have to put their money where their mouth is. The other part of it is I keep equating this, and look, they're very different stylistically, I know that, but I keep thinking about Michael Jordan last summer, or I guess at the beginning of COVID, when we watched and he talked about getting their butts kicked physically by the Pistons and realizing he needed to get into the gym and get tougher. Like, I think there's a learning opportunity that comes when you lose to a team like Golden State. As cheesy as that may sound, and as much as that doesn't make anybody feel better, I think, you know, if you're Memphis, you look around and say, okay, we lost to a team that's been there before that knows how to do that, a team that knew how to put the pedal to the metal when they needed it most at the end of that game. They knew how to eliminate Memphis. Memphis now needs to step back and say, what can we learn from it? What else do we need to do to improve? How can we figure out a way to make sure that we do our best to insulate Ja and keep him healthy? And then do we have the muscle that we're going to have for playoff basketball? You got to have somebody like the old NHL days. You got to have somebody that can be an enforcer, that can go in and get dirty on the boards. They did not have that. So that's something they're going to have to address.
How I suppose, comforted should Grizzlies fans feel that it's not going to be, it sounds like, at least according to their general manager, according to what we hear about Robert Parra, that it's not going to be a situation like OKC years ago, that obviously with the new salary cap rules, they had to make a decision on Harden. They didn't want to go into the luxury tax as a small market team. We've seen Milwaukee do it. When you hear from your front office that you're willing to do that, you know, you got the third richest owner in the NBA, you ought to feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, and I think it's important not only for Memphis fans, but honestly, I think if you inject the truth serum into the veins of all of the owners in the NBA, they would tell you that Memphis is an important case study right now, because what do we, you know, as they've alluded to on ESPN, and I don't think they've talked enough about, we don't have the same conversations about, oh, is Ja going to stay? Is Ja going to be there? You know, we're not doing the same thing to Memphis and Ja that we do every time New Orleans has anybody on their roster. There's a reason, because there's a belief that Memphis can do whatever it takes to keep that core intact and to build around it. Now it becomes important to do that, because if you're the NBA and you want to sell to fans that anybody can win every year, which, by the way, they're starting to actually show you is the truth. Like, the NBA is not the predictable entity it once was, right? Like, we've been wrong about these seasons the last couple of years. So I'm looking at it and saying, if I'm the NBA, I'm talking to the Grizzlies behind the scenes saying, look, make this happen. You have the core. Don't let it go anywhere, because you want that sales pitch that Memphis and Milwaukee have the same shot as the championship, if not better, than the New Yorks and LAs of the world.
What should the urgency be? That's kind of an interesting piece of this, because you think about Phoenix's situation, and they get to the title last season. They're up 2-0, and their window slammed shut. Their window just slammed shut last night. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And they're going to have huge, expensive decisions to make. Chris Paul fell off a cliff. So your window's open, but at the same time, you don't want to take that for granted, because it's not going to last forever. So what should the urgency on the part of the Grizzlies front office be now and moving forward?
I think right now you're looking at it in two different chapters. So if you look at the next 3 years, you look at a window that is wildly open in the West, right? Like, if you are a fan of any team in the West that's pretty good, you can make a case for why your team can become dominant quickly, right? So if you're Memphis, you're looking at it saying, we've got a three-year plan that says, let's compete for championships right now. On the other side of it, you've got to look at the long-term, the 10-year plan, and say, what do we have to do there? I think they're actually, like, kind of related conversations, because one thing we have to keep in mind is how young this core is, right? So you're looking at it saying, for the first time, we have a building block with this franchise that if we can create the same relationship here that, as has been compared a million times, that Allen Iverson had with Philadelphia, for example, now you've got somebody that everybody's going to want to come play with. That's what you're banking on if you're Memphis. So I think there's urgency, but I would beg Memphis fans to think about today and for the next 3, 4, 5 years, to think about the process, the journey, the irrelevance that you've felt at times. Think about all of those, because one phrase that I've stolen from Mike Golic Jr. is the price of proximity. Are you in the conversation? I think we as a culture take championships for granted as this thing that they're supposed to be easy to win. We've got to, as fans, start to look at our favorite team and say, hey, what I want is a championship. We all want that. But what you also want is to know that you're in the hunt for the championship. And as long as you are in the hunt for the championship and understand that health can break anyway, lucky breaks can break anyway, like, enjoy the ride, because there's been so many years where if I wanted to go on ESPN today and talk about Memphis, I'd be shut down. We're not in that world right now. If we go straight into championships or bust in this conversation, then you are ruining an era of basketball that is going to be a lot of fun with or without championships.
You know, where the Grizzlies' future is obviously bright, and we look across and you just got done playing another young team in Minnesota that you beat, and we said Anthony Edwards and the possible rivalry that's there. But how much of a threat, Fitzy, because he's just 23 years old.
You talk allegedly.
About that Luka Doncic, right there in your own division, that he's going to be, in terms of winning titles, you're going to have to be paying attention to what Dallas is doing because it's right there, you know, with the age on the same timeline, Fitzy.
Yeah, and that's one of the hardest things. You know, I sat on air when the Mavs were down 2-0. I sat on air and I said, when are we going to start holding Dallas accountable for not building properly around Luka? And then all of a sudden we were reminded that they didn't build proper. They tried, but maybe it doesn't even matter if
right.
you build properly around Luka. He's just that damn good, right? Ooh. And if that's the case, then you are going to have to, every single team in the West is going to have to look at it at some point, look in the mirror at some point and say, hey, who are we competing against and how do you shut them down? Mm-hmm. So now you've got to try and find somebody that can go out and shut down Luka. That's impossible, right? So, you know, the hardest part about this is that he's a matchup nightmare for everybody, and that he's been beating adults since he was a kid.
Yep.
So, like, there's nothing you're going to do to get
no
in the
fear.
Way of Luka.
Yep.
So
yep.
you just got to own your own truth and hope that your answer, if you're Memphis, is, guess what? We can't stop Luka, but they can't stop Ja. That's got to be the only way you can combat him.
You know, on that front, I remember vaguely Jason Kidd's tenure in Milwaukee as an abject disaster. And now you look up, and yes, Luka was brilliant, and the role players have stepped up, and guys are making shots. But I just thought the way they game planned the Suns defensively, like not giving Book any room whatsoever, they were throwing the kitchen sink at him, just not able to do anything one on one. Like the growth of Jason Kidd as a coach to me is pretty evident. I know that's not the first piece of what's happening in Dallas. That is definitely Luka. But I do think at some point in the conversation, it's got to be about the job Jason Kidd has done, especially defensively.
Yeah, I think you've hit that right on the head. And by the way, also his ability to get that level of buy-in defensively. Like, mm-hmm. if we really want to like pinpoint the main difference between the regular season and the postseason, we've seen it in that series right there. Getting guys to accept that, hey, I don't care if you shoot the ball at all. I need you to give every ounce of everything you have on just shutting somebody down. And, like, we forget about that part of the importance of NBA basketball because we don't see any defense during the regular season. But, my God, the we call it in the NFL, right, sticky coverage. The fact that Booker, every time he's come around, anybody has at least one person, if not two people on him. Like, he is somebody that we all believe is a superstar. He's going to have to find a way to step up a little bit in his career. Like what we've seen, what we saw in the other series was the rise of Jason Tatum, right? Like it didn't matter
yep.
who you put on Tatum. Tatum rose above everybody. Book's going to have to do the same thing. And that's crazy to say, and that's hard to get experience doing because he doesn't get defended that way during the regular season. So it's wild to watch what Dallas was able to do from an effort standpoint as a reminder to what isn't there in the regular season.
Yeah.
And also kudos to Jason Kidd to getting that level of buy-in and effort from guys every single trip down the court. It's been fun to watch.
Yep, man. I mean, you're doing it without Luka being a great defender, too. I mean, the fact that he's got them all, the rest of them, so locked in. All right, Chris Paul, the other part of that Phoenix backcourt, what's the legacy there, right, Fitzy? What's the right way to approach it? You got a soft spot in your heart that Chris Paul might go down as one of the best players never to win a title, or are we, you know, at this point, Chris, you should have won one by now. You know, turned 37, you were up 2-0 the last 2 years in the playoffs. You've blown those leads. How should we be looking at Chris Paul's legacy?
Yeah, I think the hardest part about what you just mentioned with Chris Paul, too, is that he was on a team talented enough to win, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a big difference between being up 2-0 in a series and you lost that series, but your team was clearly not the better team. Like, I think context matters to that.
Sure.
But the context will always be that Phoenix, top to bottom, is a more talented roster than Dallas, top
right.
to bottom, and they found a way to lose that series. I mean, it's inexcusable, and at some point, you know, when you talk about legacy for the greats of the great, and that's who Chris Paul is. So, like, I think you can say on the one hand, he is a Hall of Famer, all-time great player that we should be thankful we've gotten to watch play. Now, I can say that, and I can also say that part of his autobiography will be the fact that in the biggest moments, there have been times he simply didn't get it done.
Yeah.
And that's real, and that's fair, I think, at this point, you know, to look at some of these guys. Again, I'm not going to judge somebody only by the championships they did or didn't win, But you do have to look at somebody in championship moments and say, did they do everything that could be done? Like, Giannis lost a series where he played his tail off. I'm not going to fault him for a second. But Chris Paul lost a series where, in the biggest moments, he wasn't good enough.
We are talking to Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. Boston handled Milwaukee in Game 7. They were the better team throughout the series. It's a credit to Giannis, quite frankly, that that series went to 7. But it does sort of leave some mystery with the Bucks, because if you look at their payroll situation, some guys, you know, have player options. You know, you're stuck with one more year. Grayson Allen, who could not have had a worse day yesterday. You know, Chris Middleton's got the injury. There's not a whole lot they can do in the offseason. But I would ask you, if they can't do anything and they're just doomed to being playoff fodder or losing the second round, that championship, right? That championship makes it all worth it, does it not?
No, 1,000%. I mean, if you're Milwaukee, it doesn't matter what happens for the next 5 years. You got a championship.
100%.
I'm sorry. Like, I mean, for the Bucks, like, again, like, we have to look at.
I'd trade it all. I mean, as a small market, you know, you kind of have to be willing to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, 1,000%. And by the way, you know, I use this analogy a lot in sports on radio, but I think it's important for this one. Remember when we were in high school and we took a math test and you had to not only show the answer, you had to show your work, right? Like, because the teacher wanted to see how you got there. I think we have to remember that with Milwaukee. Like, yes, they lost in this series. And I think there's some real and honest questions about Budenholzer still as a coach. Like, they won a championship because of Giannis, not because of Coach Bud.
Amen.
But if you follow the work on what they did this year, if you look at the way they laid it out, Milwaukee did everything you would want a franchise to do to try and run it back. And that's all they can do. So, like, the fact that they didn't win it all this year, I think health played a part of it. And I think they need to look in the mirror with Coach Bud at some point. But I also think that if you're Milwaukee, what's it matter? You won a championship, and you did all the right things to try and win one again this year.
All right, let's get some series picks. Who's going to be in the finals, Fitz?
I can't go against Boston. Like, I put money on Milwaukee thrice in that series. I put money on Milwaukee before the series. I put money on Milwaukee before Game 7. And I put money on Milwaukee at halftime. So, you know,
you got to start texting me, man. You got to start texting me before you do things like that.
You know what? I was like the guy that's losing his tail at the roulette table that just keeps going in.
Oh,
like,
you're chasing.
Time is going to hit. Yeah. So, look, Boston's already taken my school lunch, but not, as well as they played in that moment and as well as Jason Tatum is playing right now, I know Miami's a good defensive team, but they just did that to the Bucks, and they withstood the single greatest effort not named Jason Tatum that we could have seen in the playoffs and with Giannis. So I think Boston wins that series. And it's hard for me, honestly, to go. I know, as good as Luke has been, there's a been there, done that element to the Warriors, the way they play. I mean, if you get Game 6 Clay like that at all in the next series, they've got three or four guys that can do that to you. So I'm going to go that we're going to get Boston versus Golden State for the NBA Finals, which is a fantastic series.
I got to ask you, Fitzy, what do you think on Tom Brady in the booth? You going to be there on the first one? You think you'll be there for the, you know, will he be as good as Tony Romo? How do you think it all plays out? He's certainly getting paid enough for it.
Not a popular opinion with my peers, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to watch the Raiders game no matter who's on. I'm going to watch Sunday Night Football no matter who's on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch Monday Night Football no matter who's on. I love the fact that Fox wanted to make a big splash, and I love guys getting the bag however they get the bag. I genuinely don't believe that there's a single person listening that's a Titans fan that's going to say, ooh, I'm going to check that game out because Tom Brady's calling it. Yeah. So as much as they're putting him in there, and I'm sure it's going to be great because it's Brady and it can be a little value added, I also think that a lot of the executives have lost their minds with the concept of what actually draws people to watch a game is always going to be the teams and the storylines around the game, not the people sitting in the booth calling it.
Yep, I think you're right. Hey, Fitz, man, appreciate the time as always,
man. Have a great
week,
brother. Thank you.
You guys are the best. Thanks.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every single Monday here on the show. Yeah, I saw this video on TikTok about, you know, just the contract situation for the Bucks and how, you know, they're kind of strapped. But again, like, you got a championship. And so, to me, the rest really is inconsequential.
Trade it all in for one.
Yeah.
You know, here.
I mean,
it's what it amounts to.
It changes your city. Right?
Right.
Milwaukee's always going to have a championship. Giannis delivered Milwaukee a championship. And, by the way, like, he signed up. You know, this was before they won, but he signed up for four more years. Like, this is the stuff that
– could have gone 1-1. You know, you're lucky to have him for four.
Absolutely.
You know, he could have gone short-term. 100%. You know, 100%. And be, You got the one, and I suppose expectations go up when you got a superstar, but come on, for that small market, you're just happy to get the one.
And I also think, like, that is a different series if Middleton is in it. I mean, all those shots went to Grayson Allen. All those shots went to Pat Connaughton.
Although, although, how do you not adjust? Again, this is what's always been held against Budenholzer, who I'm with Fitzy. He didn't win the championship last year. Giannis won it for 100%. Them. How do you not adjust on Grant? He's shooting. You know, you're just going to live by it, die by it. He's killing you.
Yes.
You make no adjustments. This is the book on Budenholzer. He sticks to what he knows. He doesn't adjust.
Every time I hear him talk,
it cost him.
Like, I'm like, that guy is a dumb person. Like, he just is not a smart guy.
He's lucky to have Giannis. That's what I'll say about him.
Like, there are some
I don't know if he's dumb. He's lucky to have Giannis.
There are some coaches who you hear, and they're like, oh, this is a sharp guy, right? Eric Spoelstra, sharp guy. I hear Bud talk, like, oh, God. Like they do not listen to this dude in the huddle. Like, they ignore everything. They're just like, give the ball to Giannis and let him get to the foul line. Like, that's all they're doing. Anyway, the conference finals are set. Unfortunately, the Grizzlies are not a part of those. In due time.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
So did you know the backstory between Lil Wayne and Luka?
Mm-mm.
So Luka, I guess this would have been game five. Or maybe it was game six, I guess. Lil Wayne tweeted, Luka, hope.
Oh, wow.
And he was there last night in attendance. Lil Wayne.
I was not aware. I knew he was in attendance. Didn't know he tweeted that.
People are saying Luka took that personally.
Wow.
Personally. And don't forget, you act tough when you up. It's a different deal when it's game seven, though, at the crib.
Sure.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. Gina out of Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.